Hey, everybody, here we are, episode 229 of Is This Thing Working? Hey, I'm your host, James. That's my co-host over there, Denise. How you doing tonight, Denise?
I'm doing awesome tonight.
Awesome.
I am so glad to be here
with everybody, man.
It's Friday night, but the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
So we're real excited about a lot of family time over Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up.
Yep. And my birthday is Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Everybody wish James a happy birthday. Right. I want to see that in the comments. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Yep.
You can also, to me. You can also put it all in the live chat. So we want to see it in the live chat.
Y'all can guess my age, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you guess his age by his voice? Can you do it? Or the little pictures that we put up on our live streams. You know, that's real fun.
Yeah, they'll age me by 10 years then if they do that. You look at my pictures. But hey, man, we got some breaking news. As always, here we go.
Five News Alert now and some developments in the hush money case of Donald Trump in a New York City courtroom. The New York judge, Juan Merchan, has granted Trump permission to file a motion to dismiss that case. He's already said that he was going to delay sentencing for a little while. He says now that he is going to delay sentencing even further. How long this goes on is anybody's guess at this point. Obviously, the judge is going to consider this motion to dismiss. Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, agreed that Trump's attorneys should have an opportunity to file a motion to dismiss to be considered by Judge Merchan. But here's the thing, is that Bragg and his office are willing, if Judge Merchan does not grant the motion to dismiss, Bragg and his office are willing to wait until January 20th, 2029 to resume this case. They said that they're willing to put it on hold for more than 4 years and then start it all back up again when Trump leaves office. I mean, that is, by any stretch of the imagination, unprecedented in American judicial history. So very soon, we don't know when Trump's attorneys will file this motion to dismiss, but we should hear very soon, and then we'll get Judge Merchan's decision on it after who knows how long.
So here we go, man. I gotta ask a couple of different questions. Is what Bragg doing, I guess it's legal?
I wonder, what they can have a jury already say he's guilty and then not do anything. I mean, we had the Supreme Court come out and already say he's immune.
He's immune.
So
exactly.
They're just holding, I feel like they're holding on to this.
Yeah.
You know, and why give him a bone?
But that's what
why
I'm saying.
Why are they giving him a bone to let him try to dismiss it?
Yeah.
Like how can that can even work?
Do you think do you think the court will dismiss it?
I'm beginning to
think they might, man. You know what I mean?
Because why? What? We'll let this go if you just don't put everybody that tried to put you in jail in jail. That's kind of what it'll be. You've already heard about them.
Sure.
You know, going in there and saying we're not going to let any of the people go by if you, you know, don't put Fauci in jail.
Yeah.
Don't investigate January 6th. I mean, all the things that we have fought very hard to do.
The things that Matt Gaetz said no to.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I really wish Matt would have stayed in, but hey, man, I understand. I you know, even on those terms, I would have said, gee, y'all have lost your minds. If that's what it takes, I'm gone too.
You know, because you then know, that really, means he would have been sold out.
You bet.
And that is he's always told us, the American people and Floridians, I will not do that to you.
Right.
So I have to respect that.
You bet, man.
We have a little bit later on in the show that where we're going to let you hear yourself, his statement after all this. But before we start the show, we want to state these are our opinions and our assertions.
Hey, and if you like the show, share our show. Follow us, man. And if you don't like our opinions and our assertions, go ahead and like our show and share our show and tell your friends why you don't like our show.
Hey, That's right.
We're going to come at you real. We're going to come at you honest. We're going to come at you with our opinions and our assertions.
That's it.
There you go.
Please make sure you stomp that like button and follow Is This Thing Working wherever you see us. We're on all platforms, every single one of them. You can even type our name in to Google and find us in the search engine optimization.
Yeah.
I am so excited. It was so cool to see
it. I know, right?
So I've been like pushing that out everywhere because, hey, finally, Is This Thing Working is at the top of the page. So we're doing something right. So make sure you share. Share everywhere for a bigger audience for us, and we appreciate that.
Yep. And before we get going, let's go to our sponsor. Are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner looking to simplify your shipping process? Then meet EasyShip, the all-in-one shipping platform designed to save you time, money, and headaches. With EasyShip, you can instantly access discounted rates from top couriers like UPS, FedEx, and DHL, and you get up to 91% off, man. Plus, their platforms make comparing shipping options a breeze. You want a fast delivery? EasyShip has you covered. You need something more budget-friendly? They got that too. But it's not just about saving money, man. EasyShip handles all the hard stuff, like custom forms and taxes, so you can focus on growing your business. Whether you're shipping across town or across the globe, man, EasyShip integrates with platforms like Shopify, eBay, and Amazon to make your workflow seamless. Are you ready to level up your shipping game? Then you go to www.easyship.com.
And click that link below and you can get there quicker. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. We really do appreciate it. You know, last week we were talking about Governor Abbott and everything that he has done when it comes to the Chinese. We are so thankful to have him on top of this right now. As you know, we go into the Texas brief.
Yep.
So we have a video of Governor Abbott on Maria and Fox Business yesterday.
Yeah. And if you remember from Monday and Wednesday, we reported on a lot of the things that Governor Abbott's been having to issue executive orders, man, because the CCP continues to try to infiltrate, or they've already threatened our infrastructure. And not only that, there's Chinese dissidents that are here, that the CCP is actively over here harassing them, trying to get them, trying to capture them, trying to take them back home. I mean, there's all kinds of things. We got those that are here that are legally, that wanted to be here, that wanted to run away from that they're facing over there. Governor Abbott's got their back.
And he's serious, but he's got some warnings for you and every American, not just Texans,
right,
but every American. So listen to what he has to say here.
I mean, we've had people targeted under a program that's implemented by the country of China, by the CCP, targeting people in the state of Texas. And I said that we're going to arrest anybody involved in the CCP, anybody involved in this program who's going after Texans. So we got them. We have China going after people in Texas. We got China going after our intellectual property and our universities, as well as in other areas. We have China going after our power grid. Texas has by far the largest power grid in the entire United States of America. We produce more than twice the power of the second and third states in the United States. If our power grid is shut down by the CCP, it would be totally catastrophic for the country of the United States. And then, of course, we have the largest oil field in the United States, the third largest oil field in the world. And all of these things are ways in which China could pose an extreme harm on the United States of America. We must harden our assets, harden our capabilities of fighting back against China and the CCP trying to infiltrate into the state of Texas. Going after people in Texas. We got.
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
He is on point. And he every day this week, he's come out with a new executive order. And so I believe that it is time that people are paying attention.
Right.
I mean, this is important.
Exactly.
Texas is the biggest state outside of California. You know,
yeah,
but where it produces
landmass size,
and it's growing. And now we've talked to everybody about us having our own stock exchange. You know, we're the eighth largest economy in the world. Now let me tell you what: if they can get rid of Texas and their grid, and everything that, you know, is good in Texas, this oil field that he's talking about. I mean, if they get rid of that.
Okay. And that's where I was coming at this, because China realizes that in those sectors, we are a threat as far as that is concerned. You know what I mean? We are a threat. We're not really a threat, but we're blessed. And that's the thing with President Trump. President Trump's going to be able to help that grow and become even more powerful. China's worried about that, and they will. They'll come in here and mess it up.
And, you know, people have been screaming.
That was a horrible, I'm sorry about that. That was horrible. I kind of got stuck in my own head there. Yeah. I knew what I wanted to say. It just couldn't come out right, man.
Hey, man, it happens to all of us. We do this live now, you know, so sometimes we're like, have a thought, and it just, boom, you know what I mean? Or you can't get it out just right. I did it last week.
Yeah.
You know, so I totally understand what you're saying. But Governor Abbott is on.
I'm glad you do.
He's on top of it. He really is. But this thread, I mean, the reason why we keep bringing it to you and is because we want you to pass along the word, spread the word. I know we've all been talking about China and how much they've been coming in and taking up our lands and everything, but no one's doing anything about it. And honestly, as much as I am very thankful that Governor Abbott is coming out right now and doing it, he should have been doing this way back when they were buying the land. I'm sorry, but that's just my thoughts
right.
on that matter.
Exactly.
You know, now that he knows
when the border was wide open.
That President Trump is in there now. Now it's, you know, politics time.
Yep.
You know, it was real quiet through a lot of it.
Yep. And we've been saying for a long time, all those people that have flooded our border, they didn't come over here just to cast a vote.
Man. No, they did not. You know, but they did come over here to, you know, make money, of course. And we have these vicious gangs.
Some of the biggest money makers of all.
Yeah, cartels.
Yep.
You know, and gang members. Well, Governor Abbott has put, he says on X yesterday, he put out this statement. Texas is the wrong state for vicious Trondiaraga gang members to do business here. Texas DPS is fighting to deter and disrupt their criminal operations. To help Texas put these dangerous criminals behind bars, we need you to leave a tip at, here, pick up your little number two pencil and write down 1-800-252-TIPS.
Yep.
That's 1-800-252-8447. And there are rewards that are offered.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get that out there. Please spread that out. Call to action.
Right. Another thing going on in the state of Texas is the Attorney General Ken Paxton sues the city of Dallas for ballot measure prohibiting police from enforcing marijuana-related offenses. It says here, A.G. Paxton sued the city of Dallas and local officials for adopting a city charter amendment that would illegally decriminalize marijuana-related offenses and prohibit police from enforcing Texas law. Earlier this month, city of Dallas adopted Proposition R, which prohibits the Dallas Police Department from making arrests or issuing citations for marijuana possession or considering the odor of marijuana as probable cause for search and seizure. However, municipalities cannot refuse to enforce Texas drug laws concerning possession and distribution of marijuana and illicit Okay. Texas local government code forbids any political subdivision from adopting a policy under which the entity will not fully enforce laws relating to drugs. Further, the Texas Constitution makes it unlawful for municipalities to adopt ordinances that are inconsistent with the laws enacted by the Texas legislature. So to make a long story short, a lot of the city police and a lot of cities have been doing this is they're decriminalizing marijuana possession. And you know, I don't blame them, man.
Well,
they're
bigger
fish to fry
There's one way of doing it.
Yeah.
There's a way that, hey, yeah, you know.
If you're transporting pounds into here.
But what
if you're running drugs, I get it. But if you're
in my mind, what the bad thing about this is,
yeah,
the ballot measure.
Yeah.
That is the illegal thing.
Right.
You cannot put on a ballot a measure that goes against the Texas Constitution.
Okay.
That is the signal.
Oh, okay. Okay? I got you.
So it's the fact that they, and they won.
So they adopted it.
Yeah. Proposition R.
Right.
You know, I mean, they put it out there to be voted on, and that was illegal.
Okay, so it wasn't the marijuana mm-hmm. wasn't the topic. It was
the ballot measure prohibiting police from enforcing.
It was the action to put something like that yeah. on there. Okay.
So they put it on a ballot and so it
that
passed.
So that would be the same as if they said, hey, if you stole less than $10, we're not going to arrest you. You know, if you stole less than $100, we're not going to arrest you. Then,
well, that has to be put into legislature has to make a law.
Has to make a law for that.
For that exactly. to happen.
Okay, I get you.
You know, so, I mean, and okay. it hasn't happened, and they yeah. can't just universally make their own law. Well, it's a Texas law.
And the thing with decriminalizing marijuana is that the cops got to where, you know, they didn't worry about.
And they still
they
do
that.
They
didn't worry about, you know, John Doe standing on the corner with a quarter mm-hmm. ounce in his pocket. They didn't bother with him. He wasn't hurting nobody. He's just standing there. You know what I mean? So they got right. to where they just wouldn't arrest people over that.
And that's up to the cop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's up to the cop. I mean, if they decide, you know, hey, he don't have enough on him, or he just smells like he had some or whatever.
Well, then that's the thing. Yeah, that's what that ballot, that proposition yes. was about, was the fact that, hey, just because you think you smell marijuana, that's not probable cause to start harassing people.
Well, and
I kind of
that.
Like that law.
Well, I kind of like it too, but it's against the law.
Yeah.
To make a law.
Right.
That is against Texas laws.
Yeah.
So if you want that to happen, then you need to put it yeah. on a Texas
so
ballot,
you think
not
probable
a
cause,
city.
That's a good topic, too. You think probable cause is a good thing or a bad thing? I think it works both ways myself, really.
I think they overuse it.
Yeah, I think
if it wasn't overused, and I do believe, like you were fixing to say, the Fourth Amendment
yeah.
is being broken.
Yeah.
I don't think that you should, you know, be able to pat people down just whenever, just because on a whim.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Just yep. because you don't like the way they look.
Right. And come up with some kind of probable cause. Mm-hmm. Like, he smelled like weed.
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Weed. Yeah.
I am not a fan of probable
it.
Cause.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Well, let's keep on going. Here's another good thing that our AG Ken Paxton has done. He urges the courts to prevent Jack Smith from destroying records detailing baseless prosecution of President Trump after a paper-shredding truck was seen outside the DOJ.
Yeah, I remember last week we talked about this.
Sure did. We talked about it, man. Remember?
Yes.
Yep.
And here we go. The next day, we seen this.
Yeah, and this, on November 8th, AG Paxton filed a FOIA request
yeah.
with the U.S. Department of Justice for records related to Jack Smith's unconstitutional investigation, and he sued the DOJ to prevent the destruction of any of these documents. And then, like we talked about Wednesday night, photographs surfaced showing a paper-shredding truck parked outside DOJ headquarters. AG Paxton said he has requested that the court order DOJ to preserve all documents and cease any efforts to destroy records that could be vital to the public interest. This is how criminal our government is, y'all.
Well, you know, they are not there just to shred Jack Smith's stuff.
Right.
They're there to shred
everybody's
stuff.
You bet,
Merrick
man.
Garland.
Christopher Wray.
Every one of them.
Yep. Kim Cheadle. The guy that was
Biden,
after her because,
Harris,
yeah.
You know,
Biden,
every
Harris,
one of them.
Hunter. Yep, every one of them.
all the way back to Obama.
Obama's, yeah.
you know,
his was first on the list.
Oh, my gosh. And they have a lot of paper. They
yeah.
got the January 6th. This one is, for instance, what has happened with that, you know, and they
yeah.
were already shredded papers of
January
6th already, and it is against the law.
Yeah.
It is against the law.
Well, yeah.
To get rid
of evidence. Yeah, Hillary and her phone. Yeah, Hillary and her data servers.
But it's time they all were held accountable.
That's exactly right.
We're not out for revenge, folks.
Yep.
We're not there for revenge.
We're here for accountability. Yeah. These people have, mm-hmm. they're all criminals and they've committed crimes. And by any blind justice system and a one-tier justice for all system, these people should be behind bars, man. Just like, and I agree with what Ken Paxton said. Uh-oh, right there. He said, the American people demand transparency, and I will do everything in my power to hold the Biden administration accountable for weaponizing the justice system to interfere with President Trump's reelection campaign. The DOJ must preserve all these records detailing their perverse, baseless, and un-American lawfare against President Trump.
That's it right there.
Go back to all that we know that's been going on, all the cover-ups, all the lies, all the accusations, man. Mm-hmm. Everything, though, leads right back, like you said earlier. Everything all leads back to January 6th.
I know.
I mean, to me, every bit of it and leads right back to January 6th.
Ever since President Trump's been reelected, again, for the third time, folks, ever since then, things are leaking and they're coming out, and all of a sudden they're exposing stuff. And this stuff makes me so angry.
Right.
I'm sorry it does, but we're bringing you the information and you decide. From the Gateway Pundit, there's a bombshell report. Oversight subcommittee finds Pentagon deliberately delayed National Guard deployment on January 6th. Another cover-up, DOD Inspector General exposed. Now, this is the Inspector General that is supposed to, you know, kind of audit and pay attention.
Well, yeah, he's supposed
and,
to audit everything,
and
yeah.
Do everything, and he covered it up for the DOJ.
Yeah, and from the great Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit, he said in a fiery letter to the DOD Inspector General, Representative Barry Loudermilk, chairman of the House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight, exposed the systemic failure within the Pentagon on J6, 2021. Loudermilk accused the DOD of intentionally delaying the deployment of the D.C. National Guard and of publishing an IG report that whitewashes that event to protect top Pentagon officials. The letter addressed to Defense Department IG Robert Storch challenges the findings of the report number 2022-0339, which the DOD IG's office had presented as a comprehensive review of the department's role during the Capitol riot. So basically what he's doing is he's challenging the letter that they came out with. And so where is that in the testimony? Yeah, it says a report that includes biased and incomplete statements to favor the Department of Defense and U.S. Army while disparaging the D.C. National Guard fails to represent the DOD Inspector General's philosophy and practice of producing unbiased, objective, impartial, and independent reviews, as well as recommendations grounded in evidence and free from external influence. Therefore, we are left with no choice but to reject the report number 2022-039 and request that you publish a formal correction on behalf of the 10,432 congressional staff members and the 535 members of Congress who donned gas masks and retreated from their chambers while the D.C. National Guard sat on buses waiting less than 2 miles from the Capitol at the D.C. Army for communication from Secretary Ryan McCarthy.
Yes.
Do you, everybody remember back a couple of months ago? That's
There's
right.
There's the ghost buses.
Clay Higgins talked about
that's what they
Clay
are.
Clay Higgins talked about the ghost buses. And if you also remember the video of Ryan McCarthy sitting in the car when Nancy mm-hmm. Pelosi jumped in with him, and she said that they were responsible, her and him. If you remember, she said that them two were the ones responsible.
Yes.
And so what we've had is this hearing out here, and it's kind of funny because all the military heads and I are throwing each other under the bus when really it points back to Nancy and McCarthy.
It does.
Yeah.
Every one of them. But they're demanding a formal correction to this report, and we're just going to see if that ever happens.
Right?
You know? But it's just one more thing and another chink. You know, like Representative Barry Loudermilk came out and said the cop who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt on January 6th failed the FBI background check. This is from Just the News.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the guy that they swear is on the up and up. He would never do anything against the law.
Yeah, Michael Byrd, the Capitol police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt during the J6 riot, failed to pass a routine FBI background check and training to purchase a firearm. Representative Loudermilk said that his investigation also uncovered that Byrd was one of several Capitol Police officers who received a $3,700 bonus for his work on the front line of the J6 riot.
Yes, folks, you paid
for them to come out there and instigate a riot. Yeah, and throw concussion grenades at people and beat people and tear gas people. Yeah, that's what we paid for. And they got a bonus for that. And he got a bonus. And he lied in court. And he lied in testimony.
And you know what I mean? You know what? He's living off the taxpayers' dollars right now. They have him put up in some nice, like, secured area and paying for his three meals a day in his living. Like, I think his salary is like $237,000.
He shot her defenselessly, man.
Yes.
Defenselessly.
He did. Defenselessly. Yeah. You know, and then meet another January 6th celebrity cop, Dan Hodges from the great Julie Kelly on X.
Yeah. She says, meet Dan Hodges. It says, in never before publicly posted footage from Hodges' body cam, Hodges is seen randomly assaulting J6 protesters outside the Capitol at 2 p.m. This is about 40 minutes after the D.C. Metro and Capitol Police launched their first assaults on the crowd gathered at the Capitol grounds. Police improperly used non-lethal munitions, including stun grenades, rubber bullets, pepper balls, and tear gas on peacefully assembled protesters, which enraged the crowd. Hodges and other D.C. Metro officers arrived in head-to-toe riot gear ready for a fight. And she puts a video on here, and it's the crowd's reaction because they had already witnessed one fatality and several other injuries at the hands of police. Some called them people, stormtroopers, and traitors also. They caused what they called the cops. It is necessary to understand the widespread use of excessive and unnecessary force by police officers that afternoon. In many cases, that led to physical clashes between the cops and the protesters. That's the living proof right here that they instigated all of that shit, man.
Yes. Hey, you want to try to play the video?
Sure.
Let's see if we can hear anything.
See if we can hear a little bit of reaction.
What's going on here, boys?
Troopers! Traitors! America!
USA!
Come on, guys.
Yeah, and it's just basically them walking through the crowd. And the
acting
crowd,
all big and
bad.
Yeah,
well, and like the crowd is already calling them traitors and stuff like that. You know why? Because they had already started their shit, man. The cops had already started their shit with the people, man.
They had. So they were, and they had already sat there and watched everything happen.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, guys, we're going to take a moment. We're going to take a moment for our sponsor.
Here we go. Do you remember the magic of capturing a moment and holding it in your hands instantly? Well, that's what Polaroid is all about. Polaroid cameras bring back the joy of instant photography, but with a modern twist. With Polaroid's iconic instant cameras, you're not just snapping a picture, you're creating a memory. Whether it's a road trip, a wedding, or just a quiet moment at home, Polaroid lets you make it tangible. No filters, no retakes, just raw, real moments. And it's not just about the cameras, and Polaroid has a full lineup of creative tools and colorful instant film options to make your photos truly one of a kind. You want to add a retro vibe to your parties or elevate your creative projects? Polaroid is the perfect choice.
Please click that link below. We appreciate you supporting our sponsors. Matt Gaetz was on Charlie Kirk this morning, and I really want to play just a little piece of it. And as everyone knows, Matt Gaetz is out. We're very disappointed. We believe he would have been a firebrand in there the whole time.
Man. He was the best.
But it, you know, it's going to be absolutely hard to get anybody confirmed because these people, these senators up there, absolutely hate President Trump. You know, there's just no denying that.
Most of it will come through recess then.
Yes, it'll happen. But let's listen to this. Listen to Matt Gaetz speak with Charlie Kirk.
Address some of the speculation. So some people say it was, you know, the House Ethics Report. Some people say that there were five immovable senators. I just want to briefly touch on this, Matt, because there was so much media nonsense around it and lies about you and your character. And I was out there defending every single day. I just want you to have an opportunity to address that once and for all. We can kind of put this to rest. Matt, what happened here?
Yeah, there is a play that is run in Washington when they're trying to smear somebody. And, you know, they go and dredge up false, years-old allegations of the most salacious and clickbait-y flavor possible. And in this case, those allegations were coming from sources that Merrick Garland's DOJ had already deemed not credible. Like, if the things that the House Ethics Report were true, I would be under indictment and probably in a prison cell. But of course, they're false, because when you test them against other records, when you test them against other testimony, it all falls apart very quickly. But I was dealing with a politically motivated body. They didn't like me because of what I did to Kevin McCarthy. All of them were handpicked by Kevin McCarthy.
That's exactly why.
That's the biggest truth right there.
That's the biggest truth. Fox News couldn't stand him.
Yep.
Because he got rid of Kevin McCarthy, he was non grata. I mean, just no way he was going to be in there.
And let me tell you something. He's really been the biggest and loudest and most consistent voice we've had on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, I can guarantee you, you know, he even made a post today that he's not done.
Good.
So he's taking time off. Good. He is not going to be in Congress, I hear. So good for him, because I think they're going to bring him back with in a position that
he'll serve our country so much better. Yeah,
that doesn't need to be confirmed. Yep. But I can guarantee you,
either that, or
he'll be part of Doge. That would be fun. I'm loving this
that
Doge.
That would be even better. Yeah,
I'm loving this Doge. But you know, instead of Matt Gaetz, we're going to get Pam Bondi. Yep. Breaking. Gates out. Trump picks new attorney general.
Yep. Here we go. And this is what President Trump said. He said that I am proud to announce former attorney general of the great state of Florida, Pam Bondi, is our next attorney general of the United States. Pam was a prosecutor for nearly 20 years, where she was very tough on violent criminals and made the streets safe for Florida families. Then, as Florida's first female attorney general, she worked to stop the trafficking of deadly drugs and reduce the tragedy of fentanyl overdose deaths, which have destroyed many families across our country. She did an incredible job that I asked her to. She did such an incredible job that I asked her to serve on our Opioid and Drug Abuse Commission during my first term. We saved many lives. For far too long, the partisan Department of Justice has been weaponized against me and other Republicans. Not anymore. Pam will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. I have known Pam for many years. She's smart, she's tough, and she is an America First fighter and will do a terrific job as Attorney General.
It says Pam Bondi was a prosecutor for 20 years fighting crime and promoting safe streets in the state of Florida. She then went on to serve as the first female Attorney General of Florida, and under the Trump administration was special advisor to President Trump, defending him at his impeachment trial. The reaction from the mainstream media is full-blown panic. MSNBC reacted to the news live, and a guest broke down saying, "We should all fear her because she's competent." We may not agree with her ideologically, but she actually knows how to do this job.
That's right. All of you, get ready, man, because when she comes in, she's gonna be probably more than Gates was gonna be.
That's right.
And Gates was my pick.
They're already
man.
Trying to come out and do bad, you know, bring up bad stuff about her, and the same thing with Linda McMahon. You know, she's Trump's education secretary pick.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden she's named in a sexual abuse lawsuit.
And in typical Marxist,
just like
communist,
Gates said.
Yep. In typical Marxist communist fashion, here they come out with the sex accusations, man. Just like always. But let me tell you what, that's all noise. It's bullshit. They won't be able to find anything. That's how they are.
Yes.
They do this to everybody.
We got to start ignoring this crap.
Yes. We don't even. Here's the thing about Linda McMahon is we all know her as being Vince McMahon's wife, but McMahon, even though she lost two Senate races trying to run for Senate, she never walked away from politics. She became a major donor and a fundraiser for Republicans, and during President Trump's 2024 campaign, she donated more than $20 million to the former and future president, NBC News reported. She supported Trump from the beginning of his political career, and it paid off for her when he nominated her to lead the Small Business Administration. This was in his first term.
I remember.
Yep. And after 3 years, she resigned to lead America First Action, a Trump super PAC. She chairs the America First Policy Institute Board. Trump's news release about her most recent nomination credits her for working on parents' rights and universal school choice policy at the Institute. She also serves as co-chair of Trump's transition team. This is a great pick, y'all.
Yes.
President Trump's doing a great thing, man.
Yes. And it's really fun to watch. It's fun to watch that the Democrats, that's just fall all apart
over everything,
know, and everything is about sexual this, sexual that, man. You know what? We don't care no more.
Yep.
Guess what? Absolutely don't care.
Guess what? We can say, is this thing working? And it's really not, guys. We all onto it, man. We're all onto it.
But we're gonna continue to rise up.